Opening credits. Quiet Hour audio program. An easy way to reduce stress and feel inner peace outside. Written and read by Heather Chase and Ken Beller. LTS Press. This program's content and activities are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice. The authors and publisher assume no liability for accidents, injuries, or losses sustained by anyone who engages in the activities herein. Introduction. Welcome to the Quiet Hour for Individuals audio program. We're glad you're here. Here, you'll discover a one-of-a-kind way to relax in nature. It's easy for everyone and can be done in any natural spot in as few as 15 minutes. This audio program has two main parts. In the first part, you'll learn about Quiet Hour, the problem it helps solve, what Quiet Hour is, its benefits for you, suggestions for where and when to practice it, and for handling challenges that might happen. In the second part, you'll experience the Quiet Hour process. You can listen along to it outdoors in your choice of three different lengths: quiet quarter hour, half hour, or hour. They all have the same steps, just different timing in each step. Also, quiet quarter hour has fewer suggestions in each step. So, let's begin by learning about Quiet Hour.
Today's noise and stress problem. Rumbling traffic, blaring car alarms, pinging message alerts, upsetting 24-hour news. Today we're more bombarded with noise and stress than ever. We might try to ignore them or get used to them, but they take a bigger toll on us than we realize. They are such a problem that the World Health Organization considers noise from traffic one of the worst environmental stressors for humans and calls stress the health epidemic of the 21st century. Chronic noise causes stress, which in turn causes health problems. In fact, as published in the American Journal of Industrial Medicine, the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, and other sources, research shows that health risks of chronic noise exposure may include increased stress hormones, sleep disturbance, hearing impairment and tinnitus, triggers for people with post-traumatic stress disorder, changes in the immune system, hypertension and ischemic heart disease, diabetes, aggression, violence, and other antisocial behaviors, anxiety, depression, and other psychiatric disorders, birth defects, and early death. In the EU, noise is considered a factor in about 10,000 deaths per year. An appealing solution. To reduce the impacts of noise and stress, we might be tempted to hide out and wear earplugs all the time. But there is a more appealing solution: quiet breaks in natural settings. Research study after study shows exposure to quiet and nature reduces stress. In fact, this has been confirmed in well over 100 studies. For example, research shows people who spend at least 2 hours in nature each week report significantly better health and well-being. Publications by the American Heart Association, the American Psychological Association, and other sources reveal that some of the benefits of time in nature may include reduced stress or mental distress, decreased anxiety and depression, better mood or happiness, increased energy, improved heart health, increased positive social interactions, better self-esteem and concentration, increased memory, creativity, and work satisfaction, increased sense of belonging, meaning, and purpose in life, and living longer. Plus, research indicates nature can meet psychological and emotional needs that are difficult to meet any other way. But in today's noisy, hectic, high-tech world, these benefits are out of reach for most people. That's where Quiet Hour comes in. It can help bridge this gap and bring the benefits of quiet and nature to many more people. What is Quiet Hour? It's an easy way to reduce stress and feel inner peace outside. Unlike most outdoor activities, it's not about learning a skill or information. It's about enjoying nature as a refuge from the pressures of modern life. It makes getting the benefits of quiet in nature easy. It's based on a simple four-step process of center, breathe, notice, and appreciate. Woven into this process are 9 techniques or influences that research indicates have a calming or uplifting effect. They include exposure to nature, hearing quiet and natural sounds, pausing electronic device use, earthing or grounding, meaning directly touching the earth, extended exhale breathing, meaning breathing out longer than breathing in, sensory awareness, meaning noticing sensations, effortless attention or soft fascination, meaning being aware without having to concentrate, opportunities for awe, meaning chances to feel wonder or amazement, and gratitude. Benefits for you. Quiet hour is unique and easy to do. Basically, you follow some simple steps and nature does the rest. It's done seated or lying down, and it's multisensory. So it's for people of all abilities, really everyone. You can practice it alone or with others, although the 60-minute version is best done with people ages 12 and older. It gives you a new way to experience nature, not by learning about it, playing in it, or exercising in it, but by feeling inner peace in it. While you might have felt this by chance on your own a few times, Quiet Hour gives you a structured, guided way to feel it often. It lets you turn any natural spot into a stress relief and mental wellness resource, where you can relax, replenish, and savor being alive on our wonderful planet. It's flexible. You can enjoy it in any natural spot, in any season, at any time of day or evening, and for either a quarter hour, half hour, or full hour. It's one of a kind and potentially transformative. It's a tool you can use often to manage stress and feel connected with nature for the rest of your life. Choosing a location and time. You can practice Quiet Hour in any natural spot that's convenient for you. This could be a park, a natural spot outside where you work, or your home's yard or balcony. If you can't get outdoors, you might try it near an open window facing a natural area. You can choose any natural spot, but here are some features to look for. It's ideal if the spot is relatively quiet and natural. You'll have a better experience away from human-made noise, like traffic, and with more biodiversity than, say, a sports field. It's good if the spot is easy to get to. Also, you could sit on the ground, but if you'd rather not, it's good if the spot has some seating, like a bench, or you could bring a folding chair. It's good if there's a restroom relatively close, so you can use it beforehand and be comfortable during the session. It's an extra bonus if the spot is by water. Water tends to be soothing, attracts wildlife like birds, and makes a spot more interesting. A spot doesn't have to have all these features. It's just nice if it does. Do the best you can with what's near you. What if you have trouble finding a spot or you'd like to try a new one? You can search for natural spots on websites like alltrails.com, discovertheforest.org, and recreation.gov. These locators are mostly in the U.S. If you're in another country, an online search should help you find similar locators for that country. As for timing, you can practice Quiet Hour at any time. It's especially nice at sunrise and sunset with their beautiful colors and changing conditions. It's also nice to try it at different times of day or during different seasons. In terms of length, first you might start with quiet quarter hour, then if you like, over time you can gradually build up to the longer versions. Again, they all have the same steps, just different timing in each step, and quiet quarter hour has fewer sub-steps. The most important thing is to do the process where and when is comfortable and convenient for you. That way, you'll be more likely to practice it often and enjoy the benefits long term. Handling potential challenges. During your quiet hour sessions, if challenges happen, feel free to pause the recording, handle them, then continue the recording when you're ready. If the following specific challenges happen, handle them using your best judgment or these suggestions. If there is human-made background noise, it helps to realize that often stress comes from resisting what is. To reduce that stress, we can relax our resistance to the sound and shift our focus to more pleasant natural sounds. Also, humans are part of nature too, and we can let their sounds blend with the other sounds. If there is unpleasant weather, the suggestion is similar. Again, it helps to realize that often, stress comes from resisting what is. To reduce that stress, we can relax our resistance to the weather and shift our focus to something positive about it. For example, wind can be uncomfortable, but also refreshing. Of course, if the noise or weather are extreme, you can stop and try again later. If you feel restless, feel free to stretch a bit. You're welcome to turn and face a different direction. If you like, extend your exhale for a few more breaths. Maybe imagine you're a toddler experiencing a place like this for the first time with wonder and delight. Then continue where you were before the break. If you lost time handling challenges and want to make it up, you can shorten the longest step. It's about 2/3 of the way through. It invites you to notice it all and relax and just be. So, that's what Quiet Hour is all about. In the next part of this program, you'll experience it. You can listen along to it in a natural spot, in your choice of quiet quarter hour, half hour, or hour. We hope you enjoy it.